Hi, Andy. Hi, Michelle.
This is fantastic. This is historic. I can see you, although I am miles and miles away.
Yes, it's the historic first ever 7-second delay Zoom show.
Did you know that it was important to me when I was moving to the suburbs that I was a nuclear blast away from the city?
Oh, 50 miles away from the city?
No, 20. It's 20 miles.
Oh, that's not.
I'm a nuclear blast away from you. If you were the target, if FMU was the target,
yeah,
of a nuclear attack, I would be walking around the next day. Michelle, are you 20 miles from the station or closer?
Closer.
So it would be me. It would all come down to me. I'd inherit the station.
Oh, yeah. You've never heard the saying that in the event of a nuclear blast, the living envy the dead? You never heard that?
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, you can envy me once you survive. Oh, I forgot. You hoard hand sanitizer, so you'll be fine.
I envy you anyway, my friend.
So why are we on Zoom this week? If I can make this like a Passover Seder, why is this show different than all other shows?
Well, we're being joined by our friend Michelle with one L, as you call her. And Michelle has taken me up on a challenge. I told her if I ever met a nice guy, a guy worthy of her time and her attention, I'd introduce her. But, you know, I don't know any nice guys. I don't know any a-holes. I don't know anyone.
You know me.
Sigh. I know. Exactly. I've got to get out more. I met some nice people last night looting at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. Well, how did that go? You're looting. I know you're really into the looting.
Well, we have an anniversary coming up.
Who? You know,
Beth loves Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. What did you use to loot?
Well, you don't use anything. That's the beauty of looting. You understand, Ken, when on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, there might be items might be 10% off,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Where Amazon sometimes has sales, Amazon says 20% off.
Right.
But when you're looting, everything is 100% off. It's unbelievable.
Get out of here.
No, it's fantastic.
They just give stuff to you?
No. Well, it's not quite free. You know how, like, usually you have to exchange goods and services for cash, for
uh-huh.
money?
Sure.
Well, when you're looting, as I understand it, as I understand the system, you exchange goods and services for bricks. You bring a brick. That's all you need.
Gold bricks?
No. Regular bricks from a construction site. It's a great system.
You wrap money
around all the nuances of it.
You wrap, like, a $20 bill?
No. You shove the brick through the window, and then in exchange, you can take any item or items you want.
Get out of town. That really works?
Actually, I'll bring you with me. Maybe after the show.
Okay, sounds good.
Do a little looting on the way home.
Yeah.
It's fun to tease the looters. They're not in my neighborhood. How are things in Hoboken?
Great.
Are you okay?
Great.
Are you?
Yes, Hoboken and Jersey City acted proactively, and they had a gang summit last weekend.
Oh yeah, good.
Yeah. So that prevented rioting and looting.
Good thinking.
I brought my Andy Breckman cardboard cutout to the gang summit. It went over very well.
This is a big problem that the country's having. This might be a two-gang summit problem. There might have to be another gang summit soon. That's the kind of trouble we're in.
Well, last Saturday's gang summit was a huge success. I don't know that we're ever going to have another one.
I know you were selling bumper stickers and DVDs in the back on
yeah,
the table.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle, don't tell us where you live, but are you safe? Is your neighborhood safe?
Yeah, I'm safe.
Oh, thank gosh. That's good. So to get back to our little topic, I offered to introduce Michelle to some nice guys. Do you know any nice guys that Michelle could meet? Ken?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No.
No, but so, but maybe some listener out there. Maybe some listener out there.
The password isn't working, is what people on the comments board are saying.
What are they saying?
That the Zoom password isn't working.
Go to hell?
Oh. Yeah.
Go to hell's not working?
That's what people on the comments board are saying.
Maybe you should. Oh, maybe you should. Cap sensitive? What's the phrase? Well, while Ken is working on that, Michelle, I want to introduce you to my listeners. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I often joke about them, but they're a great bunch of people. Some of them are maybe worthy of our time. But before we introduce them, I'd like to maybe get to know you. I'm going to ask you perhaps one way to do it. I'll ask you a few questions and you answer from 1 to 14, let's say. That's our scale.
Okay.
How important these various qualities might be to someone that you're meeting.
Okay.
Okay. I'll start with this one. You are being very careful about COVID-19. You're being very responsible.
Yes.
But there are people that are more responsible. There are people that are locked in a bubble that never leave the apartment, but you're being very responsible. How important is that from 1 to 14, if you're meeting someone, that someone is respecting your boundaries as far as that protocol? Could you possibly spend time with someone? Oh, have we lost Michelle?
Oh, you guys keep pausing on me.
Oh, I can hear. Well, we have your audio. How important is it from 1 to 14? 14 means it's a deal breaker. It's very important. You won't make any exceptions. And 1 means it's not even on your radar. How important is it that someone share your sense of urgency about COVID-19?
12,
okay. So it's very important to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you some other categories. I'm going to give a 5-year age span, and you tell me from 1 to 14 how comfortable, how ideal that age span would be. Here's the first age span. 45 to 50. Is that the age of a person that you're looking to meet?
I only heard 45 or something.
45 to 50. 45 years to 50 years. That seems pretty. Is that seem about right? 45 to 50. Is that about
45 what?
I'm sorry. 45 to 50.
Oh man, you guys keep freezing on me.
Oh, is that your internet connection, do you think? Ken, should she sign in again?
No, I think everything's perfectly fine. I don't think there's any problem whatsoever.
But she can't hear us, Ken.
I don't believe
her.
Yeah,
you guys keep freezing on me.
I think she's lying, Andy.
Oh, okay. How about this, Michelle?
I'll turn off my video. We'll see if that helps anything.
How about this, Michelle? Here's another area. How important from 1 to 14 that someone agrees with you politically? Somebody shares your twisted worldview.
Okay, wait. It dumped me and then I came back. Can you repeat these questions?
You sound fantastic, Michelle. Hey, we have people. We have people.
Yeah, but you guys keep.
We have people in the waiting room now.
Okay, we'll meet them in a minute.
I have posted the correct link.
Oh, okay. So you corrected the password.
I did.
Michelle. Okay. Michelle, from 1 to 14, how important is it that people are on board with you politically, that share your twisted worldview?
Andy, can you ask her that?
I keep losing you guys.
Can you ask her that more nicely? Can you ask her the same question, but maybe phrase it a little bit more politely?
I don't think
I can. You guys, I can't hear you at all.
She can't hear us.
I don't believe her.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
I think she's, pulling our leg.
Michelle,
she has bad internet, I think.
You guys keep freezing on me.
Andy, why don't you turn your video off?
I can't deny that she is... Okay.
I think your video is perhaps scaring away her internet.
My video? Michelle, is this better?
Michelle, can you hear Andy now? Michelle's just playing possum. Andy, would you like to...
I don't... Wait a minute. She's saying that we're freezing. Why would she lie? I don't understand.
You don't know Michelle with one L, Andy.
Oh, Michelle with one L.
Yes.
She got scared?
She's messing with us.
She got scared. She's cowering somewhere? She's hiding from us?
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I leave this in your hands. This was your idea.
No. Wait a minute. No. Wait a minute. How about we can't move ahead without her?
Yes, you can screen people. You can screen people. Let's start screening people right now. There's a bunch of people.
But if there's no Michelle, I can't even hear her now.
Well, I'm going to remove her. Because she's being very uncooperative. And I think that we should just, you should start screening her suitors.
But what if somebody wants to talk to her?
We will cross that bridge when we come to it, my friend.
It sounds like Michelle is a little scared of bridges. All right. So how do we talk to, who's up first?
And Michelle says she can't get back on now. First is going to be Michael. And I just allowed Michael into the room. He's connecting to audio now, Andy.
But wait, we have to be able to see Michael.
Well, that's only possible if Michael has a camera.
Now, I think a camera is the minimum requirement if you want to talk to Michelle. Michelle's on camera. Look, she's cute as a button.
Well,
she's cute. She's cute as a cute button.
She's not anywhere right now. Michael's trying to connect to audio. Not happening.
Well, this is just a disaster. This is worse than last week. Last week we had, just to remind you, may I remind you about the debacle we had last week?
No, I've forgotten. I've blotted it out of my memory.
Oh, I remember it well. What? I drove an hour to the station, and no one, literally no one, joined me.
Right. All right.
But this is worse. This is worse. This is people, these are listeners trying to join us and can't.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Now we have Greasy Phil Mayo on the air. And he's trying to get his audio working. Hey, Greasy Phil. Andy, are you prepared to vet Greasy Phil?
I am. I'd love to say hello to Greasy Phil, but he can't hear me.
I think he can hear you, but we can't hear him.
Great.
Welcome to the world.
Greasy Phil, if you can hear me, Greasy Phil, give me a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, Greasy Phil?
No.
Oh my God, Andy! He has no thumbs. You knew that. You knew that, didn't you? Oh my God, Phil, put that down. It's disgusting. Oh my God.
But that's exactly the kind of thing that Michelle's looking for.
She's what? She's looking for somebody who's had several fingers amputated? Like Greasy
Phil?
She
just wants, it's the advantage she wants with anyone she dates. She wants to have more fingers.
Oh, Greasy Phil just gave me a thumbs up. Oh, apparently his thumb is still attached.
I've lost him.
His thumb was attached. Phil, are you with us now?
There's a thumbs up. But Greasy Phil, can you turn on your audio?
Yeah, Greasy Phil, we need to hear you. He can hear us, but we can't hear him. He's really not that greasy, and his thumb is only removed on one hand.
It looks like Michelle was removed by the host, which is you, Kenny.
Yeah, I removed her. I removed her so she could try to come back on.
Okay.
Oh, God. She can't join because she was removed by the host.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that was me.
Exactly.
That was me who did that.
Well, can't she get reinstated? You mean once you're removed by the host, you can't rejoin?
I'm going to see if I can rejoin her.
Okay, Kenny.
Well, let's admit Neil now, Andy.
It's pointless without my friend Michelle.
Well, Michelle could, she could perhaps rejoin from her phone. Neil, unmute your mic. And I can see Neil, listener Neil. It looks like your microphone is muted. Maybe I have to unmute you. Let's see here. Hey, Andy, do the thing about looting again. Do the looting bit again.
Well, I'm sorry, you're interrupting me. You know what I was just doing?
What?
Neil, unmute your mic.
There's missing, Neil.
Missing last week.
Listener Neil?
Wait.
Looks like your microphone is muted. Maybe I have to unmute you.
Oh, this is great.
Now there's a horrible, horrible delay.
No, it's a great delay. Andy, it's a 7-second delay. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Ken. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I didn't really want to.
There's Neil.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we have a really great delay.
We can hear you multiple times.
Oh, never mind.
We're losing you.
I'm just kidding.
Well, at least Neil. Neil, nice to meet you. All right, Neil left. Neil did have all his digits. All right, so now we're going to admit Max.
But what are we going to do about that delay? And how can we get Michelle back?
I've asked Michelle to rejoin by phone because maybe Zoom won't realize that she's the same person if she's hiding behind her phone. Just a theory. Just a little theory of mine.
You mean once the host says remove this person, Zoom remembers that person as an undesirable.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's like it's like you're giving them a criminal record.
Right.
And she won't be allowed back into this meeting.
Hey, Max. Andy, say hello to Max.
If I say hello to Max, will he be there?
Probably not. It's just an exercise. Go ahead. Say hi, Max.
No. No, I've been too often.
I have unmuted Max.
I've been disappointed too often.
All right. I've unmuted Max. I'm going to put Max back in the waiting room. That was the mistake I made with Michelle, is I didn't put her back in the waiting room. All right. Let's welcome David K.
There's no point. Who would I introduce David K to?
To Michelle with one L.
But where is she?
She's gone out to loot a phone, and as soon as she loots the phone, she's gonna.
She might not even have the Zoom app on her phone.
Well, she can loot that too. God, everything's just like can't do it with you. You're such a glass half empty guy. All right, David K. gave up. All right, let's try James.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're doing our first live Zoom meeting.
Oh, what a disaster. I knew I hated Zoom.
And you can join us. You can go to our message board, and Ken has posted a link to this Zoom meeting.
Andy, say hello to James.
No.
No, James is really there. I'm not tricking you.
I'll wait for James to say hello.
James, say hello to Andy Breckman.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hello. Hey, James.
Hey.
And you can join us. You can go to our...
Well, wait.
Oh, James is so smart. James is so smart. He's backlit, so we can't see his face. Oh, no.
There he goes.
James, I was just going to say, you're brilliant. You are brilliant.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, what do we do about the 7-second delay?
What 7 second delay? I don't hear any delay.
Hey, you don't hear? Oh, hey, Jay. It's very nice to meet you. Thank you for tuning in. Where are you joining us from, James?
I'm from Maryland.
You're calling from Maryland?
Yes.
Perfect. And are you in your, is that a spare bedroom? Is that your home office?
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, I don't know what that means, but very nice to meet you. And what were you doing today, James?
I'm just hanging out. I'm doing nothing but playing video games today.
Hi. And when was the last time you were, talking to a client or a boss or an employer?
Under what name?
Probably
under
about what yesterday.
Name? Oh, okay. But, oh, so you have a gig in the workforce.
All right, I'm gonna admit you now.
You can say that, yes. I don't know what
that means. Perfect. Perfect. And James, you're a single guy about now. You look to be a healthy young man. You're in your 30s, I'm guessing. Your late 30s?
It's kind of getting kind of hard to follow. There's a lot of conversations happening between the delay.
Oh, I know, because you're all this because of the delay.
Oh, yeah. James, there's no delay. There's no echo happening at all.
Hey, I'm here. Oh.
Michelle's back, Andy.
No, I'm just kind of calling in and seeing the show.
Well, we're so glad you
glad finally got it working for somebody.
Well, it's Ken. Is there any way to take us off delay?
No, the delay is coming from James. James should be listening with headphones. That would be helpful if our suitors.
Oh, James, James, do you have a headphone option?
Yeah, if our suitors were wearing headphones, that would eliminate this so-called delay. I don't personally believe that there is a delay. But Andy, if you're hearing a delay, then I would suggest to James that he backlight himself again and put headphones on.
He doesn't have to backlight himself. But the headphones seem like
no. But if he's backlit, isn't that cool? Look, you can't make out his face at all now.
I know it is cool. It looks like he's been accused of something on 60 Minutes.
Yeah,
yeah. It looks like he's been Catch a Predator. James, can you put your, some headphones on?
There you go.
Fantastic. No more supposed delay.
The delay, I got the delay to go away by pausing the regular stream.
Liar! Liar, James!
No, Kenny, what? We need, Kenny, this is important information.
Well, I put the headphones on just to appease him.
Okay. And James, I'd like to introduce you to Michelle. Michelle, are you still with us? Oh, this is as
Andy,
is as bad
I have,
as it
gets. I have some news to break to you.
What's that?
I really joined the Zoom meeting out of I don't want to say. Well, I felt bad for you guys having all these technical problems. I thought maybe I'd give it a shot because.
Well, thanks,
you
James.
You mean it was a pity call?
Well, I mean, it's not really calling. This is a Zoom meeting.
No, it was a pity connection. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, James. We're not having any technical problems. If you really need to know.
Oh my God!
Well, yeah. It seems to be working right now. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to unmute Michelle. So, Andy, are you saying that you're approving James?
Well, I love James. We need your light. We need your light back on. It is funny when you're backlit, but we need your light back on.
All right.
There you go. So, James, you were playing video games all day.
Yep.
And now, James, are you respecting, I don't know what the protocol is in Maryland, but are you wearing a mask when you're outside? Are you keeping your...
Yeah, when I go outside, I wear a mask.
Your social distancing? Okay.
Do you wear a mask?
I should actually clear it up since you're not having so much difficulties. I have bad news. I'm not really single, so...
Oh,
that's not good to hear.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I said it was more of the sympathy meet.
Yeah, sympathy meet. Well, it's your loss because Michelle is any guy would be lucky to hang with Michelle.
Well, James,
I agree. I think Michelle would be quite a catch.
Except for her inability to navigate the Zoom app. James, we're going to thank you for calling.
Yep.
Can we disconnect from James?
Yes,
Ken? Is that possible?
I can leave.
You do that, Ken?
Yes, I just removed James.
Okay.
And Michelle, are you? trying to unmute Michelle. Michelle, are you with us?
That would be great.
I just heard I heard millisecond of Michelle.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
How about
that's
Michelle? Hey, how about Michelle calls us? No, then you won't be able to hear her.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Michelle. Yeah. Yes, we can hear you.
Listen, the little I've heard of this, I don't think I can be on the call anymore.
Oh, come on, Michelle. We just got everything working. We just
terribly.
Michelle, if you bail on us, we have nothing.
I can bail and you can still do this show.
Oh, I don't think so, Michelle.
I don't think so. Michelle, that guy was nice. The only strike against him, and it's hardly worth mentioning, he was married.
Yeah, I'm 44. I'm not 20 years old anymore.
Okay.
You mean when you were jumping from one married guy to another when you were 20?
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
I wouldn't either. Okay.
All right. So I'm adding Chippy Chompers to the Zoom room. Andy,
Michelle, I'm muting myself.
Okay, I don't blame
Andy.
You. Okay, Michelle.
I'm muting myself.
He calls himself Chippy Chompers. Okay, so this is already an uphill battle.
What are you talking about? It's a really cute name.
Okay.
I told you you wouldn't get Michelle's aesthetic, Andy.
Chippy Chompers is his
Chippy.
Name.
Yeah, Chippy.
Well, that's not his real name. Isn't that his like his internet nom de plume? Isn't that his name can't be Chippy.
Maybe you didn't hear me. Chippy Chompers.
All right. I look forward to meeting him.
Well, Chippy is having trouble connecting to audio, so I'm going to put him back in the waiting room, and we're going to move on to Dean. And I hope that Dean can have headphones on.
Hey, Ken, do you remember the good old days when I would drive to Jersey City and no one would come to play hopscotch?
We actually had a bunch of people playing hopscotch last week.
We didn't know how lucky we were. We didn't appreciate it, Ken.
Dean is trying to join the room now.
Yeah.
How about I just admit everybody? What do you say?
How could it be worse?
Exactly. We admit everybody, and then I unmute them one at a time. I could do that.
Great. Do that.
Well, I think Dean is with us now. No, Dean's still...
Well, it answers the question. Did Ken and Andy and Michelle have a dress rehearsal today?
Oh, what is the answer to that?
The answer is no, not really.
Actually, we had several dress rehearsals, didn't we?
Well, we didn't have a dress rehearsal with another listener.
Right.
We didn't.
Dean, say hello to Andy Breckman, man. Oh, well. I tried.
Yeah, you did. No one can deny that you tried, Ken.
Dean, are you there?
I want to meet the guy that doesn't think you tried.
Hey, remember how I said that
he has to get past me. The guy that thinks Ken didn't even try.
All right, I'm putting Dean back in the waiting room, and we're moving on to TR. I'm just going to admit everybody.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wow.
Chippy Chompers. Chippy Chompers. M. Thomas.
Yeah. This is fantastic. Wait, I see a young woman has joined us.
Oh, hey, guys.
And there's a terrorist. It's Conan. Hey, Conan.
Conan, great to meet you. Wait, where's Michelle? Michelle, you should see this.
She's second.
Michelle, all your friends are here.
Michelle is in the second row, Andy.
Not for everyone, Ken. People are dealt these cards randomly. Hey, well, okay, but who do we have here? There's Charles.
We're talking, Andy, right now we're talking to Conan.
Conan, so nice of you to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Conan, we're trying to find a guy that I could introduce to Michelle. And you don't seem to fit exactly the criteria.
What seems to be the problem, Andy?
Maybe I'll be able to impress Michelle enough that it won't matter.
Conan, are you gay? Is that, are you looking for a date?
No, to both. It's no, just Michelle's allure is so strong.
That you can't deny that. I think it's the single L. Well, very nice to meet you, Conan.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Well, now I feel we should quickly move on and also welcome Alan and Charles.
Well, Conan, I'm interested in Conan. Conan, where are you located?
Jersey City.
Conan sounds like the most fun.
Yeah, Conan sounds great. Conan, do you want the radio show?
Probably.
We've talked about this before, haven't we, Conan?
Yeah. I came in December to one of the shows at the venue.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, just, you're so great. Have a show.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Ken says that. Ken says that to everyone. I don't think I've ever met anyone Ken hasn't asked to have a show.
I've said, I haven't said it to a couple of people.
Ken gives them away like door prizes.
Well, Conan, email me, okay? Ken@WFMU.org.
All right, will do.
Thanks, Conan.
Conan, what kind of show would you do?
I don't know. I had a radio show at my college. I was actually the president of the radio club there. And we
Wait, who is this woman? She's crawling over everybody to get onto the air. Michelle, she's hijacking your show.
No, I like it. I could have a new best friend.
Yeah, Michelle, let's be best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is like, she's like Eve Harrington. She's trying to insinuate herself into the station.
Oh, all about Eve. Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah, we're all going to, Michelle, she's going to just shade us both out of here.
I think it'll be fun. It sounds like a blast.
Michelle, don't you understand how Machiavellian this is?
Andy, you have to trust women.
Yeah, right. Yeah, how could that go wrong?
No, total coincidence. I swear. Total coincidence.
All right, Conan.
Not trying to take over stuff.
Here's my prediction. 4 years from now, Ken.
Yeah.
You, me, and Michelle, we're out on our ass. Conan's running the show.
Well, she's got the right name to run the show.
Yeah, she does.
Conan.
Okay. Conan, who's walking around behind you?
Conan's got a fancy headset.
My boyfriend. It's the guy that I would be leaving for Michelle.
Yeah. What's his story?
We've been together since college. He was the vice president of the radio club.
You're evil. This is an evil, evil woman. This is. I'm looking evil in the eye. She's the Hannibal Lecter of DJs. This is just so insidious. Don't you guys see it? Can I see this and you guys can't?
I don't see what you're talking about, Andy.
Oh, my God.
Same as the echo you were referring to before. I don't think it's real.
Beware this woman. Beware.
All right, Conan. Thanks. Get in touch, okay?
Yeah,
Will
get
do.
In touch.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Sure. Yeah, bye, Conan.
And by that, Ken means here's my station.
All right. Let's move on to Alan. Let's unmute Alan here. Man, Zoom really sucks. It's like you hit unmute and it just doesn't take.
Yeah, some element here really sucks. I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, there we go. Alan! Alan's wearing a full face mask and shades. We can't see his face at all. Welcome.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
Welcome, Alan.
Wait, Alan, what's with the face mask? You're indoors? The window's closed? You're alone?
Hey, can you disguise my voice, Ken?
Can I describe your voice?
No, disguise.
Oh, Ken. Disguise your voice.
Ken.
No.
Ken, we're moving on. Ken, we're moving on.
I cannot, Alan. No,
Ken,
sorry.
Ken, say thank you.
I love you, Alan.
Ken, let's just say as a general rule, terrorists are not eligible to date my friend Michelle.
Why do you think he's a terrorist? Because he's...
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just take this seriously.
Yeah, he takes it all very
seriously. Yeah, he's taking the pandemic seriously. Thank you, Alan, for keeping us all safe. All right, Alan's out of there. And now we're moving on to Charles.
There's a mensch. There's a mensch. There's a gentleman I could introduce that could bring home to mom.
All right, Charles, welcome to the show. Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Oh, God.
Hear you a little bit now. Nope.
Okay.
There we go.
This can't go on forever.
I just want to say hi. And, you know, I know sincerity isn't your strong suit, but I really appreciate all that you're doing. And I also wanted to personally thank Michelle for something that's coming in the mail for me. That's for a birthday present for a friend of mine. And she was very expeditious with her talents. And I look forward to receiving it tomorrow.
Michelle, wait, would you like to respond?
Oh, maybe we lost Michelle.
I think we lost Michelle.
Yes, I would like to respond. Thank you, Charles.
Of course.
Wait, I hope don't you like it.
Wait, Michelle, you sent Charles. You sent Charles a premium. He was a.
No. I'm a ceramic artist, and I made a gift for him to give to his friend for his friend's birthday.
Oh, so you have. So you've already, in effect, met. You have a prior relationship, in effect.
Correct.
Although it's a tentative cursory prior relationship.
It's business, I suppose, or supporting people, you know, supporting artists as I can and making friends happy at the same time.
Now, what friend is receiving Michelle's gift?
A friend of mine whose name is Ami.
And what is your and what do you do for a living, Charles?
I work at my family's bakery here in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
I love that answer. I can write a better answer for you. And you're spending some of that hard-earned money on something Michelle made. So you already have this relationship.
Charles, did you send us some stuff from that bakery in Spartanburg?
I have, yes.
Yeah, thank you. It was delicious. Were those the cake?
Great. You know what?
It was the penis shape. Was it shaped like a penis?
It was not.
It was a big loaf of bread shaped like cut.
It was not shaped like, not like a human
like
penis.
The giant uncircumcised penis holla.
Andy!
The penis holla.
If it melted, maybe. They do that sometimes when they melt.
So your family, now is your family's bakery open during the pandemic?
Definitely.
And you're keeping strict pandemic protocol?
Definitely.
And how is business? Is it off? Is it 80% what it was? 50%?
It's about 500%.
Oh, fantastic. Are you delivering? Are you bringing it out to cars? How are you?
No, we ship. I haven't slept a wink in about 8 weeks. So
business is up 500%. Very interesting. And are you calling in because you are in fact a single man?
I am, but happily so.
Happily so. Well, with all those penis shaped hollas.
Yeah, I've got my hands full with all those baked goods.
All those baked goods, all those adult baked goods.
Sure.
Well, it's very well. I can't believe how many other people we have, but it is. But thank you though for your care package that you sent.
There'll be more on the way.
It was. It meant the world to us, didn't it, Kenny?
It did. It was delicious.
There'll be more on the way. Don't sweat it.
Thanks, Charles.
Right. Yeah, y'all take care.
Fantastic. I think I remember that that care package.
No, it's not it's not the one you were thinking of, Andy.
So Michelle, that's just a sample, Michelle, of the kind of guys that I might be able to introduce you to. This guy works, that's everything. Look, he loves his parents. He works with his parents. He has a job. He seems like a mensch. He's generous. He already appreciates your artistry. I think Michelle should seriously consider whatever the hell his name was. Who else are we meeting, Ken?
I'm trying to get Alan on, or Elon. I'm trying to unmute him. Can't unmute him. So let's move on to Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Frank's coming in loud and clear, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, no. That's his video game voice. That's the voice you use. Isn't it, Frank?
No, that's my business voice.
And what kind of business is that?
International banking.
Heard good things about international banking.
Oh, business is good.
And what's a typical day for you? You're talking to what countries?
A lot of Australia.
Now, what does that mean? You're up at 4 a.m.? What time?
Oh, no, it's Swift messages. It's just 1980s computer software messages that someone else gets a week later.
And are you talking about a legal exchange of messages?
Oh yeah. I work for one of the biggest banks in the world.
And you're eating
Cheetos.
You're eating Cheetos
right now. Cheetos.
No, I'm eating some on the border tortillas.
Oh, I thought it was Cheetos. I'm disappointed. Oh well.
No, I need to get my vegetables with it too.
And where are you calling from, Frank?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, PA. How's life in Pittsburgh?
Oh, it's pretty neat. What's it called? Just got to watch the riots on Saturday.
Hey, you might want to get out there and do some looting before you go to bed tonight.
I watched him hit the shoe store, but I don't know. That stuff's been sitting for a couple of months.
You know, before you go looting, always call the store and make sure they're closed. Get their hours and make sure. a little tip from your Uncle Andy. Yeah, why don't you call them, see if they have the size shoe and the style shoe you want, and then
how do you find that out like in that amount of time?
Well, you gotta, the first looter goes in and he goes into the warehouse in the back. He goes into the back room and starts bringing out shoes. Fantastic.
All right, Andy, are you going to, where do we go from here?
Frank seems great, but I think Pittsburgh might disqualify him, and I think...
What's wrong with Pittsburgh?
Well, I think it's just not quite around the corner.
It's a bus ride away.
There, that says everything you need. It's a bus ride away from Pittsburgh. I think he's geographically eliminated, but we do thank him for calling. It means the world to us on our first Zoom broadcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Frank in Pittsburgh.
I didn't know we'd actually have people responding. I would have worn my wig.
Oh, what kind of wig have you got, Andy?
Just anything. Now people know that I'm beginning to lose my hair. Now, who else are we meeting? Oh, here's Maplewood. Wait, Michael in Maplewood. Is he up next?
I'm trying to unmute Michael in Maplewood now.
Good luck, guys.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Mike.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you again, Andy.
We met previously. I hope I was a mensch. I hope I was a gentleman.
You were actually really nice. You patted me on the back and you said, "Thanks for volunteering, guy."
I won't be patting you on the back in the near future again.
I know, right?
I know. I'm going to miss that most of all, Michael, patting you on the back.
I'm going to miss it.
I'm going to miss it too. Now, Michael, what did you do today?
I'm at the beach, so a whole lot of nothing. I read, I was reading, I was walking around the beach. I'm cooking. I cooked some crab cakes and some avocado.
So you live in Maplewood, but you have a beach house. And
not really.
You've escaped to your beach house.
Yeah, I've absconded to the East Hamptons, of course.
You're on David.
I want to actually give a vote. I want to vote. I can't join the thing because I'm disqualified for two reasons.
You're a married man.
No, I'm not. Michelle, I'm qualified for that. Michelle had an awesome Valentine's Day broadcast where I asked her out on the broadcast and she said no. And then the second reason is I volunteer at the station. So it's kind of like a forbidden love. You can't have that. You can't. That's never happened in the station's history.
Well, I don't think it's unprecedented, is it, Ken?
Forbidden love without forbidden dance is prohibited. Yes.
I don't know why I don't know what Michelle's problem was with you. I would date you if I was a woman. I think you're fantastic, and I know that because I love patting you on the back.
I want to vote for Charles if I can. Okay.
You can't do better than Charles. He's the gold standard.
Thanks, guys.
Michael, thanks.
Bye,
very much.
Michael.
Well, at least we can see people. This is something.
Yeah, we've worked out all of our issues, Andy, and now we're moving on.
Is Michelle still with us? At least in spirit, is she is she listening?
I don't know, Michelle. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here with the broken spirit.
She's not thrilled with the pool of candidates, I guess. Well, some of these candidates she already has met, Ken, and she's already interacted with.
Well, let's move on to our next candidate. Andy, I think you know Aaron in Minneapolis. Welcome, Aaron.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
Hey there, guys and gal. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Aaron. I know we were hoping that you'd visit a few weeks ago, but that was when the pandemic was just kicking in and travel was challenging.
Oh, those were the days, the early days of the pandemic. How I miss those days.
Michelle knows I am a jerk, and plus nobody wants to have anything to do with Minneapolis these days for good reason.
That's true. You've had a tough week there. Can you tell us what's happening outside your window? Is your neighborhood safe?
There's been big news in Minneapolis today, Andy. They pressed charges against the other three police officers there.
Okay, well, do you think that will...
Yes, I am in an upscale suburb.
You're in an upscale suburb. Okay, so you're out of the...
He's referring to Duluth.
Duluth,
dear Lord, Andy, are you in a closet?
I am not. I'm not in the closet. I am talking to you from my office, where I go to save my marriage every day.
Michelle, I am glad you are back on the air, but I am confused. Are you on until June 2021 or just until the end of the month? The tweet you guys sent out was confusing.
We love sending out confusing tweets to keep our listeners on their toes. Michelle, do Michelle, you know your schedule?
Michelle, would you like to respond or would you like me to respond? Well,
we've lost Michelle again.
We've lost Michelle again. Aaron, right now the plan is for 3 weeks, but we shall see how it goes. And thanks for calling in,
Michelle,
Aaron.
Michelle doesn't like GIMPs.
No, actually, Michelle is quite fond of GIMPs, I happen to know. But you're no GIMP, Aaron. But we're gonna move on.
Aaron, you'd be very proud of us. We actually have a number of callers. Wait, now how come Ken, I can see people's names but not their faces?
Because they don't have cameras, maybe?
I think they're just shy.
All right, let's move on to Brian.
Oh wait, I have some good news here.
Yes.
We have less than 12 minutes left. We have 12 minutes on the clock, but how long is our theme song at the end of the show, Ken?
It's about 90 seconds.
Okay, so we have really 10 and a half minutes left. That's the best news I can offer anyone listening.
Wow, you did that math really fast.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, Brian, say hello to Andy Breckman, man.
But Kenny, if I can't see them, it's just like a bad call-in show.
Oh, maybe when you go looting tonight, you can loot a camera for Brian?
Oh, that would be my pleasure. If anyone wants to put their request in.
Oh, I would like a leaf blower.
No, you're not allowed to have leaf blowers.
Why not?
Well, a lot of towns have banned leaf blowers because it spreads the virus.
Yeah, but it blows the tear gas back at the cops.
I know, it's a tough call. On one hand, it blows the tear gas away when you're looting and rioting. On the other hand, it's not good for everyone's health. Oh, I'm in a quandary about leaf blowers.
Okay, how about...
We should do a whole show about leaf blowers. Should we be looting leaf blowers, pro or con?
Will you grab me a Sawzall? Hello?
A Sawzall,
yeah.
Just remind us what that is.
It's a saw. Saws everything. That's why it's called a Sawzall. Oh, Andy.
Yeah, I'll get you a Sawzall.
Andy, say thank you. Since you're out there looting. Andy, say hello to Max.
Hey, Ken, about how soon after the show ends are you going to start crying?
I've already started crying.
For me, it's going to be within 5 minutes. Well, hey, let's call each other and cry together.
I'm winning.
Wait, I know. Let's try to Zoom each other after the show. and cry together.
So do you promise this will be the last Zoom show we do?
This will be the last Zoom show I believe anyone will ever do.
You've been itching to do a Zoom show for 2 months now.
We're like one of those early flight experimenters that goes flying off a cliff in some steel wing contraption.
Hey, Max, are you there?
But Ken, if there's no face, wait, Ken.
What?
Faces. Give me someone with a face.
Okay.
Give me BZ. Give me Dick.
Okay, Dick. I'm going to unmute Dick.
Great. Wait, unmute BZ too. Let's talk to them both.
How do you know his name is BZ?
I totally forgot my name was Dick on this. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Wait, that's a funny name that you made up?
No, I was doing other activities on Zoom previously. my name is Richard, so my video game name is Dick, and that's, yeah, anyway, sorry.
Well, welcome to the show, Dick. And Andy, BZ on. BZ is also
great.
On.
Hey, guys. Now, wait, these are all guys that were playing Call of Duty until five minutes ago.
No, we were playing, like, do you really want to know? We were playing.
Yeah.
Okay, we were playing something called Jackbox, which is like a collection of mini games. Like,
oh, I know Jackbox well. My son Evan loves it and gets us to play.
Yeah, okay. So that's, anyway.
If we were smart, we would have bought.
And actually, I have met Ken in person at least once or twice at FMU marathon parties and stuff like that.
I know Dick.
Can you confirm that? Ken, do you know my friend?
Actually, I am known at FMU as Acid Rich via Rich Hazel.
But are you a Swag for Life member? That's the real question.
BZ is.
I wish I could afford to be. But
BZ, where are you? BZ, where are we talking to you?
Well, I'm in the basement.
The basement of your house or your mom's house?
Andy, I don't want to go into too many details right now, but as soon as the next stimulus check comes through, that next package, I can get out of here. I'll have a few months. I'll be able to pick up the restaurant reopening business. And
fantastic. Our hopes and prayers are with you. So that's what you do for
seriously.
A living. Okay, and what did you do today? You were killing time. You were playing games. You were.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I had a couple clients at least say, "Hey, do an hour of work." You know.
Okay, that's more than I did. I'll be honest with you.
Really, you didn't write it at all?
No, I come down. I come to my office every day and pretend to work. It's a little deal I have with my wife.
Okay, so you're not going to the office in the city, just.
I have an office locally, which I hope is safe. I hope nobody's sneaking in at night.
Never know.
And what town are you calling from?
Oh, we're over in Indianapolis.
You're in Indianapolis. Yeah. And how are things in Indianapolis on every front?
It's very hard, right now. It's difficult, but we'll make it through.
It can't last forever.
No, but hey, there's only one Governor Holcomb. That's all we can say.
What, has everything been looted already? There's nothing to do?
All the good stuff's gone.
Good stuff is gone.
Man,
it's a hell of a sale. It's 100% off, Ken.
Well, how are you going to get me a Sawzall then if everything's gone?
It's going to be difficult. I have the extension cord, though.
As soon as the Home Depot gets resupplied, we'll start looting again.
Okay. Sounds good.
Easy. Now Michelle is either having technical difficulties or is.
That's all right. But big fan. Shut up, weirdo. Very excited. It's going to be on the summer schedule.
Oh my God! Aren't we all? Yeah, aren't we all? Just remind me what the hell that is.
I just heard about this now. Wow, that's awesome.
Andy, that's Michelle and Frangry's show. Shut up, weirdo.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. That made my day, which gives you a rough idea what kind of day I'm having.
Yeah, is that so? You got water and Purell behind you.
You're talking to me.
Yeah, Andy.
It didn't even occur to me that people would be looking behind me.
Yeah, he's got Purell. He hoards Purell.
I have water and Purell. These are my one-a-day vitamins. I'm preparing I'm preparing to battle COVID-19 at some point.
You know what? Actually, I've seen some people dress up as superheroes, not quite sure what they are, and then these orbs run down the street and they fight each other like squirt guns and on hot.
Well, I don't think I'll have any problem. This virus is very, very small. I weigh over 200 pounds.
You can sit.
Yeah. What kind of fight is that going to be? Dear God, you can't even see this stupid little virus. I won't have any. I don't anticipate any problems.
No, I think you'll be fine, Andy.
I'll be fine. Yeah. Well, this is great. Hey, Ken, what time is it?
It's about
it's almost there, Andy.
It's a quarter to seven. Oh, sorry.
You got to unmute, Andy, or Ken. Hey, Andy, oh so who's in the running? What's the...
Well, I think Michelle, for a number of reasons, but most importantly, the technical difficulties, I think
She keeps texting me "Holy Toledo," which I think means that she's going crazy from the people who she's quarantining with.
Yeah, that's it's real bad. Yeah. No, really, I love my mother, but I'll be raised by, but not during a pandemic. I mean, that's too much.
Well, Michelle will have to maybe you have to tune into Michelle's show and she'll respond to everyone. She has gone radio. There's radio silence from Michelle.
Well, thank you, BZ.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Acid Rich. Oh, Acid Rich is still there.
Ken, do you appreciate all that I do?
Yeah, I do.
I appreciate a lot of what you do.
Well, I'll appreciate you a ton if you can make off with a Sawzall or a leaf blower or both.
I'll do what I can. I'll see. It all depends on what time Home Depot closes.
Leaf blowers are not against the law in Jersey City, I'll have you know.
The first thing I'm going to do when I break into Home Depot is put on one of those orange aprons so I can help other looters. I can give them advice. I can give them advice about mixing paint.
Oh man, we never did our Home Depot show.
No. Oh, and, I wonder if that would go as well as this show.
And now we can't do it.
Yeah.
Although I have been to Home Depot during the pandemic, though it's not so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's play another adventurous shows, Ken.
Can we say goodbye to Michelle? Michelle, are you there with us?
Yeah, can I stay home tomorrow?
Oh, to recover from this show?
I don't feel good.
Ken, I don't feel good either.
Well, you always stay home, Andy, except for when you pretend to go to work.
Yeah. Wait, what are we hearing in the background?
That's my dogs.
Michelle, I am giving you permission to stay home.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thanks for nothing, guys.
Sorry, Michelle.
I would say it's a lot less than nothing. I think we did not achieve nothing here. We dream of achieving nothing, of getting back to zero.
Next week, shuffleboard.
Yeah, next week, Ken. What?
We're doing the shuffleboard show next week.
Hey, we can do shuffleboard via Zoom.
Oh, that would be great.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, everybody. Chippy Chompers, Max, Danny D, and everybody else who zoomed in. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Shut up. the sound of the blue scale. The blue scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
If one believes, how can I put this? I want to make it as clear to you as I can. Let's use a very common metaphor. When I was younger, and in the days when one began to suspect, I mean when one's about 10 years old, when one began to suspect what the future held for you because you were black, and at the point, you began to realize dimly, but as a child does very, very powerfully, why your mother spent so much time scrubbing your hair with Vaseline, why you were always told not to act like a nigger. At the point when one began to suspect, in fact, that one was in for trouble for the rest of one's life, I began to hear, somehow, for the first time, that music that we call jazz. Now, of course, this music that we call jazz has been around in this country for a very long time. It dates from the auction block. And white Americans claim to love it. They love spirituals. They love Mahalia Jackson. They love the Duke. They love Ray. They love poor Billy. They even love poor Bessie Smith. If anyone had really been interested in knowing in all these years what the story really was, there it was. All one had to do was listen. When Bessie said, "My house fell down and I can't live there no more," she was not talking just about a literal flood. She was talking about her sorrow, her pain, and also ours, because of what she had to see and endure. Because, how can I put this to you? What The terms of her life were these, that she had to understand and accept and even rejoice in, that she had no place, no certain place. She was, as we say in another song, a pilgrim and a traveler. Now this sounds very romantic, I think. What Negroes have had to know in this country, though, for all this time, is that in order to survive, to become a man, one had to learn how to dance. Not like Fred Astaire. The way somebody dances on a tightrope. The way somebody dances in the boxing ring. The way someone learns how to take a fall and how to get up when you're taking the fall. How, in fact, to become a man in spite of all those things which are determined to keep you from becoming a man. That's the Negro experience, put too briefly. And it's expressed every time you hear anything Ray Charles plays on that piano of his, or any time you look into that face. I want to suggest this, then, that as he uses it, as the Negro population has had to use it, so now the country must. There are some uses to which one can put the blues. Because conversely, the white population has always assumed that there was some way to escape acquiring a face like Ray Charles, or a tone like that, or sorrow like that, or a triumph like that. There is still only one way to become a man or to become a woman. It is something that you do yourself. You take home a little kit and you put yourself together as many times as you're broken apart. If we think of the Negro problem as being essentially a question of masters, in which case the white population is the master, and victims, in which case the Negro is the victim, one makes a very great mistake, because the white population can no longer act toward this problem, toward this one-tenth of a nation, as though they were all missionaries. Negroes cannot be saved by people who refuse to save themselves. What we are fighting for, if one still believes in it, is to achieve at last the American Revolution. The American Revolution, according to me, assumed that every man in this country had the right to become a man. I think your elders have betrayed you by teaching you that it was more important to become a success, more important to be safe, and have betrayed you in another way. Our entire history betrays us in this way. If one is going to get an education, if one is going to become what is called an educated man or woman, if I am the teacher, the only way I can help you get this education is to teach you how to think. Thinking is not a luxury. Thinking is not something that embroiders a life. Thinking is what a life finally in one way depends on. But in order to learn how to think, one must be taught to think about everything. There can be nothing that one cannot think.